I'm Jonathan Reeves.
It's one of the main concerns about placing more projects on Highway 49. What to do with all the traffic between Jonesboro and Paragould? Both cities are seeing the effects of Highway 49 and are getting ready for even more traffic when the new Craighead County Fairgrounds opens later this year and the new NEA Baptist Hospital opens next year. Administrator of NEA Baptist Paul Betts says since the announcement of the new hospital, some businesses have opened and a lot of properties for sale. Betts says with a project as big as the new $400 million facility, NEA Baptist started working with officials about how to address the traffic at the new hospital site.
Mayor Perrin and the city have been a tremendous help in our efforts with the state to try and address what we anticipate being a significant increase in traffic out on East Johnson. Our traffic study studies show that there will be an increase when we open. And our efforts with the highway department at this point in time are to put in a traffic light. There are three different entrances to the campus, and at this point in time we have approval to move forward with a traffic light at the central entrance there at the time of completion of the campus. There will also be extra lanes added there for egress and slow down lanes and those kinds of things to try and provide the safest environment and the easiest access to the campus.
Last week, the Jonesboro City Council approved the placement of a traffic light near the site of the new Craighead County Fairgrounds. The light will be placed at Clinton School Road. Jonesboro is working with the state on placing the traffic light there with federal money to be used. Jonesboro will pick up half the cost of the light. The new Craighead County Fairgrounds is under construction on 80 acres of land between the Farville Curve and Brooklyn. More traffic is expected at that site, especially with the 80,000-foot exposition and conference center that can be used year-round. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says placement of traffic lights is just one part of managing the future traffic needs of the area. The other is a comprehensive study that's underway. Software is being used to track traffic in Jonesboro.
And what that equipment does is it will pick up every license plate that comes through there, as well as if the car has Bluetooth capability. And what that will tell us on that software is that we'll set it at 351 at Hilltop, and we'll put it down at the Waffle House at the end when you're getting on the bypass. And what I want to know is not only the volume of traffic, is that traffic stopping somewhere to shop or getting off of 49 and Stadium, or are they actually using that for a thoroughfare? And so that this equipment will allow us to be able to tell you that. And I can and then we're going to move it on out to Kathleen and on out to Nestle Way, because we are definitely looking at an eastern bypass to free up a lot of that traffic off the Stadium.
Now, Perrin is not the only one who's talking about bypasses in his city. Paragould Mayor Mike Gaskell says a bypass is crucial to help move traffic around his city. Gaskell says work on the bypass is underway, but that won't be complete for a couple of years.
Well, I think the traffic continues to grow. As you're probably aware of, there's a bypass being started here in Paragould. It's a 412 bypass, which is going to be starting at the south end of town because of the amount of traffic that we have. And so I think that's just going to continue to increase. When you look at Northeast Arkansas, and you look at the two, there were only three communities in Northeast Arkansas that had substantial growth. Actually, two that had substantial growth. That was Jonesboro and Paragould in the last census. And there was three, I believe it was, I think Marion had some growth. But these two cities here have been a focal point for development and for people to move into, and that's obvious with the increased population. And I think when you have an increased population like that and you continue to develop areas, that you're going to see a lot of traffic in between the two of them.
And Gaskell says Paragould can get congested trying to take in all the traffic from the highway, and the bypass will help divert the traffic.
Well, that's exactly what it's going to do for Paragould, because to get to go east, if you want to go over and hit Interstate 55 going through Missouri or anywhere east and west, if you have to go through Paragould, you have to travel down 412, which is the middle of our town. It is a five-lane federal highway, but it just gets impacted with truck traffic. And so hopefully this bypass, this first part of it's going to be going east, And so the design for that was to relieve the in-town truck traffic and congested traffic of people just trying to get through the community. And so it's been something that's been on the drawing board since the late 90s. And so we're finally seeing the work started on it. So we're excited about seeing that take place.
And that's Mayor Mike Gaskill. We'll talk to him tomorrow about Perigold on our Highway 49 series. Brooklyn Mayor Kenneth Jones says his city is strategically positioned between Perigold and Jonesboro. Jones says he's trying to use Highway 49 to bring more people and business into his town.
49 is a good way to get to either Perigold or Jonesboro, and eventually with the Eastern and Northern bypass around Jonesboro, we're going to have easy access to Truman, the Eastern District, Lake City, and areas like that. So in Perigold, so we're located in a good area to have easy access to jobs in the area. We have a direct connection with the industrial park in Jonesboro by Rogers Chapel Road that connects to 49 down here at 928. A lot of folks know that as Three Knots Road, but 928 there by the old Harvey's Body Shop connects to that. So a lot of people coming from Perigold cut off there and go to the industrial park and work. And vice versa, a lot of people come through Brooklyn going to Perigold to work in different areas. So the thing was is to recognize that and try to do something to attract that traffic area to stop. And that was one of the efforts of trying to locate some businesses in town on the 49 corridor, and once they stop there, then we can promote some of the other things that we have in town.
Business owners are responding to the increased traffic and placement of new businesses on the highway. This is where a major boom of economic growth has been taking place and where more growth is expected. One of those owners is Susan Smith, who placed her tropical smoothie cafe at the Shops at Hilltop. Smith says that she's seen development and expects more to take place.
I'd just say in this last year, we certainly have two new restaurants, a couple of other businesses. We see for sale signs all up and down the roads and sold signs. So I think it's just going to continue to happen. We actually like the fact that there are more restaurants coming in out here because we just think the more reason people have to come to this particular end of town, the more we'll broaden our customer base.
And owner of the Shops at Hilltop, Wade Quinn, says his family has known for a long time about the potential of the area. His family owned a gas station several years ago at Hilltop and says there was a good amount of traffic when the highway was not as busy as it is now.
The sheer volume that we did through the convenience store made us aware of how strong the physical location was. Actually, we were probably a little bit stronger on it than a lot of people were, given our history. I guess we kind of had a field of dreams approach that if we build it, they'll come. They came a little slower than we thought they would because that was prior to the hospital announcement. So given the hospital announcement, of course, it put a whole new spin on the whole area. And I think it kind of cemented some of the rationale of what we already knew with regard to how strong the physical locale was.
More business and more traffic will be on the highway. There's an excitement about the growth that will take place, and officials are continuing to work on ways to keep the traffic moving safely on a fast highway, Highway 49. Tomorrow we go to Perigold to talk about how the highway has affected that town. And on Friday, we wrap up our three-week series as we look to the future. This is KASU, and of course you can listen to all these stories on our website, kasu.org/news.